Living in a riverside town is a trade-off. You get beautiful views, waterfront fun, and the occasional cataclysmic flood. Do too much to protect from flooding and you lose access to the river. Do nothing, and well, you can imagine. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff looks at how some smaller cities balance flood protection with recreation, particularly when they're on a budget.
It's a Sunday evening in Lock Haven, Pennsylvania, which means it's time for a free concert in the amphitheater. It's a great setup. The stage floats in the Susquehanna River, allowing people to enjoy the show from their boats as well. As the crowd swells, almost no one stops to read the small stone monument outside the venue.
The monument says, "Through the years, Lock Haven has suffered from floods, 18 of which were over 25 feet. Those floods have left the people of Lock Haven robbed of their homes, possessions, and means of life."
City Manager Rich Marcinkiewicz knows most of these concert goers aren't giving a second thought to flood protection, even if they're sitting on top of it. All the outdoor amenities that draw people to Lock Haven, the amphitheater, the river walk, the city beach, are built into a levee that protects the city.
Since this was completed in 1994, we've had two floods that would have put about 6 feet of water in this area.
When Lock Haven looked into building flood protection after Hurricane Agnes in 1972, there was huge community backlash. Sure, the water had just decimated homes, shuttered businesses, and endangered lives. But residents felt that the river was as much part of the town as they were. Bob Yowell, then director of the Flood Protection Authority, remembers the arguments well.
"It'll be ugly. It'll cut us completely off from the river. We won't have our historical relationship anymore."
Many cities use flood walls, which can cut you off from the river completely. Others enjoy their river access and deal with the impact of flooding as it comes. But Lock Haven, population 10,000, was one of the first Pennsylvania cities to achieve both ends. The cost of trying to please everyone? $80 million. The levee project took 20 years from concept to completion, and city manager Rich Marcinkiewicz says it was so controversial that the mayor wore a bulletproof vest to the final city council vote. Some people were worried that they were losing more than money could ever buy.
Basically, when the project was designed and the amenities were built into it, I think that helped convince the people that the project was something that they wanted done.
The city milked every federal and state funding source they could find to bring the local cost share down. And Lock Haven residents were on the hook for only $4.4 million of the project. I asked Bob Yowell if all that controversy and all that money was worth it.
"The number of people that get to use the river, get to see the river, have a relationship with the beauty of the river in the city, it's got to be more now. A lot more."
Other cities are following suit. Sunbury and Wilkes-Barre, two cities with flood walls, have added gates, parks, and water features to draw people back to the river. These small cities are all working on a tight budget. Does investing in recreation actually make financial sense? Absolutely, according to Trish Carruthers of the Susquehanna Greenways Partnership.
"As an average, for every dollar that's invested, there's about a $3 return on investment. Property values go up on average about 12 to 18% if you're near a park or a trail, so that helps build the tax base of the community."
When the river is still an active part of community life, residents can see what they got for their investment and justify future flood protection costs.
"We got any country girls here?"
In Lock Haven, every time residents jog, bike, swim, or enjoy an outdoor concert along that levee, they're given a reminder of the impact that flooding had on their city's past, even if no one stops to read the monument. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.